Now, supermarket giant Coles hasn't had the best run of it in recent weeks, especially when it comes to the fight against plastic pollution. They joined the bag ban, then they backflipped, then they flipped back again, extending the deadline for the handout of free plastic bags. And at the same time, they're running the mini Coles collectible campaign, you know, the little shop ads you see on TV, offering shoppers plastic replicas of their most popular products. And people are going nuts over these collectibles. Some sets are being sold on eBay for $1,000. I saw a collecting swappy station thing out the front of a store over the weekend where they had all the ice cream buckets out and you could go and trade these little plastic things in for ones that you didn't have. Over 10,000 people have signed up to various Facebook pages dedicated to swapping these little items so that shoppers can complete their collections. It is bonkers. So what's up with Coles messaging on plastic? Zoe Deans, plastic campaigner for Greenpeace, joins us on the line now to tell us a bit more. Zoe, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, thanks. So, I mean, after we've seen this entire saga with the plastic bags that Coles has been going through, how are you guys feeling about these little plastic toys?
Well, I think, as you can imagine, we're all feeling a bit skeptical about these toys and feeling maybe that it's a little bit ironic that they're coming out with these statements saying that Coles is really keen to take action on plastic and they're working really hard to reduce waste, but at the same time they're putting out tiny plastic toys that can't be recycled, and they're also doing the old flip-flop on the plastic bags ban. It's disappointing to see, and it makes us really question their commitment to reducing waste.
And so once the hype is over and people start throwing out tiny replica Milo tins, how badly do you think that these are going to affect the environment and the animals?
It's a really good question. I think the effect that those tiny toys could have could be pretty problematic, simply because, A, they can't be recycled. They're too small to be sorted properly in recycling facilities. And Coles themselves have said this. They've said, look, these toys can't be recycled, but we hope that people will keep them and play with them forever, which frankly is ridiculous, because if you think about it, does anybody actually have their McDonald's toys from when they were kids? and it's just a concern that these could get into our waterways, they could get out into the ocean and be mistaken for food. we know that plastic often breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces in the ocean, and often fish and other sea creatures then think it's food. So yeah, it's a real issue.
And a lot of people have really bought into the concept of these collectibles, but how many groups are you aware of that are out there opposing these collectibles?
I know that there are a lot of environmental groups that are opposed to these tiny plastic toys being produced seemingly unnecessarily. Our friends over at the Boomerang Alliance, which is a plastics organisation, have come out against it as well. We can totally see why people find them exciting. They're quite cute, but we can also see why people are skeptical and concerned about the impact of them. And we hope that the latter group is larger than the former group, really.
And, we're seeing the little shop collections now, but previously we've seen little plastic trolleys from Coles, little plastic red hands, little plastic storefronts. Do you think that this is just going to keep happening again, despite some of the pushback from environmental groups?
Yeah, that's what we're concerned about. We'd really like to see Coles and other supermarkets make a commitment to not doing these gimmicks, really. That would be great. I've seen from New Zealand a different initiative where they had little seed planters with veggie seeds in them for kids. And I thought that was a great idea, because that's obviously, you know, not bringing more plastic into our environment, and it's actually teaching kids sort of some kind of sustainability. We'd like to see supermarkets like Coles and Woolies thinking outside the box and trying to go for things that are more sustainable and really practicing what they preach in terms of sustainability principles.
I love that vegetable planter idea. That's just another example of New Zealand being way more on top of it than Australia again.
Right.
So, I mean, moving forward, what can people do on an individual level when it comes to avoiding these single-use plastics? Is it as simple as just, you know, avoiding these little shop things?
We'd love to see people everywhere avoiding single-use plastics wherever possible. So that means saying no to the little shop things. It also means, you know, talking to your the store manager at Coles if you're feeling fired up about it. Being polite, but just saying, hey, I don't think this is a good idea. You know, these toys are going to get into the environment. And it also means just avoiding single-use plastics wherever else you can. That includes things like coffee cups, straws, plastic water bottles, you know the ones. We all have them in our lives and they're really hard to avoid. And really take it to those companies and tell them that you're concerned about the use of plastic, because that's who's really producing the plastic. We can all try in our own lives to stop using it, but we really need to tackle it at the source, which is all the companies that are producing plastic as well.
Well, it'll definitely be one to keep an eye on. Zoe, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Zoe Deans, plastic campaigner from Greenpeace, having a chat about the Coles mini collectibles. You know the ones, you've seen them on TV if you've got a kid or someone who likes collecting them in your life. They are hot property at the moment. And, you know, it's little tiny, just shrunken down supermarket products. There's a tiny toilet cleaner in there, if you haven't seen. There's a tiny shoe polish, tiny Milo tin. Pretty random stuff, but I'm sure there's some rhyme or reason as to what we are creating. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see tiny toilet cleaner ducks floating down gutterways in about 6 months' time. That'll be great. 10 minutes till we hit 8 a.m. though, on a much lighter note.